The Simpsons, from Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia, http://en.wikipedia.org/wiki/the_Simpsons. For other uses, see The Simpsons, disambiguation. The Simpsons is an American animated sitcom created by Matt Groening for the Fox Broadcasting Company. It is a satirical parody of the middle American lifestyle epitomized by its titular family, which consists of Homer, Marge, Bart, Lisa, and Maggie. The show is set in the fictional town of Springfield, and it lampoons many aspects of the human condition, as well as American culture, society as a whole, and television itself. The family was conceived by Groening shortly before a pitch for a series of animated shorts with the producer James L. Brooks. Groening created a dysfunctional family and named the characters after members of his own family, substituting Bart for his own name. The shorts became part of The Tracy Ullman Show on 19th of April 1987. After a three-season run, the sketch was developed into a half-hour primetime show and was an early hit for Fox. Since its debut, on the 17th of December 1989, the show has broadcast 410 episodes. It is currently broadcasting its 19th season. The season 18 finale, which broadcast on the 20th of May 2007, was the show's 400th episode, and 2007 marked the 20th anniversary of The Simpsons franchise. The Simpsons movie, a feature-length film, was released in theatres worldwide on the 26th of July and the 27th of July 2007 and has grossed approximately $525.3 million worldwide to date. The Simpsons has won dozens of awards since it debuted as a series, including 23 Emmy Awards, 24 Annie Awards, and a Peabody Award. Time magazine's 31st of December 1999 issue named it the 20th century's best television series, and on the 14th of January 2000, it was awarded a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. The Simpsons is the longest-running American sitcom and the longest-running American animated program. Homer's annoyed grunt has been adopted into the English lexicon, while The Simpsons has influenced many adult-oriented animated sitcoms. Image. Clockwise from top left. Homer, Marge, Maggie, Santa's little helper, the dog, Bart, Snowball 2, the cat, and Lisa. Contents. Section 1. Origins. Section 2. Production. Section 2.1. Executive producers. Section 2.2. Writing. Section 2.3. Voice actors. Section 2.4. Animation. Section 3. Characters. Section 4. Setting. Section 5. Themes. Section 6. Hallmarks. Section 6.1. Opening sequence. Section 6.2. Halloween episodes. Section 6.3. Humor. Section 7. Influences on culture. Section 7.1. Influences on language. Section 7.2. Influence on television. Section 8. Critical reactions and achievements. Section 8.1. Awards. Section 8.2. Run length achievements. Section 8.3. Criticism of declining quality. Section 9. Merchandise. Section 9.1. DVDs. Section 9.2. Video games. Section 10. Film. Section 11. Notes. Section 12. References. Section 13. Further reading. Section 14. External links. Section 1. Origins. Main articles, History of The Simpsons and The Simpsons Shorts. Groening conceived of the idea for The Simpsons in the lobby of James L. Brooks's office. Brooks had asked Groening to pitch an idea for a series of animated shorts, which Groening initially intended to present as his Life in Hell series. However, when Groening realized that animating Life in Hell would require the rescinding of publication rights for his life's work, he chose another approach and formulated his version of a dysfunctional family. He named the characters after his own family members, substituting Bart for his own name. The Simpson family first appeared as shorts in The Tracey Ullman Show on the 19th of April 1987. Groening submitted only basic sketches to the animators and assumed that the figures would be cleaned up in production. However, the animators merely retraced his drawings, which led to the crude appearance of the characters in the initial short episodes. In 1989, a team of production companies adapted The Simpsons into a half-hour series for the Fox Broadcasting Company. The team included what is now the Klasky Csupo Animation House. Jim Brooks negotiated a provision in the contract with the Fox network that prevented Fox from interfering with the show's content. Groening said his goal in creating the show was to offer the audience an alternative to what he called the mainstream trash that they were watching. The half-hour series premiered on the 17th of December 1989 with Simpsons Roasting on an Open Fire, a Christmas special. Some Enchanted Evening was the first full-length episode produced, but it did not broadcast until May 1990 because of animation problems. The Simpsons was the Fox network's first TV series to rank among a season's top 30 highest-rated shows. Its success prompted Fox to reschedule the series to compete with The Cosby Show, a move that hurt the ratings of The Simpsons. In 1992, Tracey Ullman filed a lawsuit against Fox, claiming that her show was the source of the series' success. The suit said she should receive a share of the profits of The Simpsons, a claim rejected by the courts. The show was controversial from its beginning. The rebellious lead character at the time, Bart, frequently received no punishment for his misbehaviour, which led some parents and conservatives to characterise him as a poor role model for children. At the same time, then-current President George H.W. Bush said, "We're going to strengthen the American family to make them more like the Waltons and less like the Simpsons." Several US public schools even banned the Simpsons merchandise and T-shirts, such as one featuring Bart and the caption, "Underachiever and proud of it, man." Despite the ban, the Simpsons merchandise sold well and generated $2 billion in revenue during the first 14 months of sales. Section 2. Production. Section 2.1. Executive Producers. Matt Groening and James L. Brooks have served as executive producers during the show's entire history, and also function as creative consultants. Sam Simon, who served as creative supervisor for the first four seasons, also still receives an executive producer credit, despite not having worked on the show since 1993. A more involved position on the show is the showrunner, who acts as head writer and manages the show's production for an entire season. Section 2.2. Writing. Main article. List of writers of The Simpsons. The Simpsons writing team consists of 16 writers who propose episode ideas at the beginning of each December. The main writer of each episode writes the first draft. Group rewriting sessions develop final scripts by adding or removing jokes, inserting scenes, and calling for rereadings of lines by the show's vocal performers. The leader of these sessions is George Meyer, who has developed the show since season one. According to longtime writer John Vitti, Meyer usually invents the best lines in a given episode, even though other writers may receive script credits. Each episode takes 6 months to produce, so the show rarely comments on current events. However, episodes occasionally mention planned events, such as the Olympics or the Super Bowl. Credited with 60 episodes, John Swartzwelder is the most prolific writer on The Simpsons staff. One of the best-known former writers is Conan O'Brien, who contributed to several episodes in the early 1990s before replacing David Letterman as host of the talk show Late Night. English comedian Ricky Gervais wrote the episode "Homer Simpson, This Is Your Wife," becoming the first celebrity to both write and guest star in an episode. At the end of 2007, the writers of The Simpsons went on strike together with the Writers Guild of America. Most writers in animation belong to Animation Guild, but The Simpsons, as well as other animated shows on Fox, are different. In 1998, the shows made the change to become signatories to the Guild. "Everyone expected a big fight with the studio," said Mike Scully, a producer of The Simpsons, and continues, "but it never materialized because they conceded that primetime animation was successful and everybody was benefiting." Chris Alexander, a spokesman for Fox Television Division, explains that we wanted to treat everyone equally. The broadcasting of The Simpsons will not be affected by the strike, since it takes a long time to produce an episode of an animated show. The episodes are ready to go up a year in advance, so the strike has to go on for a while if they should run out of new episodes. Image. Al Jean, left, is the current executive producer of the show, and David Merkin, right, is a former executive producer and has been a part of writing staff since 1994. Section 2.3. Voice Actors. Main articles. List of cast members of The Simpsons. List of guest stars on The Simpsons. And non-English versions of The Simpsons. With one exception, episode credits list only the voice actors and not the characters they voice. Both Fox and the production crew wanted to keep their identities secret during the early episodes, and therefore closed most of the recording sessions while refusing to publish photos of the recording artists. However, the network eventually revealed which roles each actor performed in the episode Old Money, because the producers said the voice actors should receive credit for their work. In 2003, the cast reappeared in an episode of Inside the Actors Studio, doing live performances of their characters' voices. The Simpsons has six main cast members. Dan Castellaneta performs Homer Simpson, Abraham Simpson, Krusty the Clown, and other adult male characters. Julie Kavner speaks the voices of Marge Simpson and Patty and Selma, as well as several minor characters. Nancy Cartwright performs the voice of Bart Simpson and other children. Yeardley Smith, the voice of Lisa Simpson, is the only cast member who regularly voices only one character, although she occasionally plays other episodic characters. There are two male actors who do not voice members of the title family, but play a majority of the male townspeople. Hank Azaria voices recurring characters such as Moe, Chief Wiggum, and Apu, and Harry Shearer provides voices for Mr. Burns, Smithers, Principal Skinner, Ned Flanders, and Dr. Hibbert. With the exception of Harry Shearer, every main cast member has won an Emmy for Outstanding Voiceover Performance. Image. Hank Azaria has been part of The Simpsons' regular voice cast since the second season. In addition to the main cast, Pamela Hayden, Tress MacNeille, Marcia Wallace, Maggie Roswell, and Russi Taylor voice supporting characters. From 1999 to 2002, Maggie Roswell's characters were voiced by Garcia Miltzman Gavin. Carl Weidegott has appeared in minor roles, but does not voice any recurring characters. Repeat special guest cast members include Albert Brooks, Phil Hartman, John Lovitz, Joe Mantegna, and Kelsey Grammer. Episodes will quite often feature guest voices from a wide range of professions, including actors, athletes, authors, bands, musicians, and scientists. In the earlier seasons, most of the guest stars voiced characters, but eventually more started appearing as themselves. Tony Bennett was the first guest star to appear as himself, appearing briefly in the season 2 episode, Dancin' Homer. The Simpsons holds the world record for the most guest stars featured in a television series. The main cast has been involved in much publicized pay disputes with Fox on more than one occasion. In 1998, they threatened to strike, forcing 20th Century Fox to increase their salary from $30,000 per episode to $125,000 per episode. The series creator Groening supported the actors in their action. The show's revenue continued to rise through syndication and DVD sales. The main cast stopped appearing for script readings in April 2004. The work stoppage occurred after weeks of unsuccessful negotiations with Fox, in which the cast asked for an increase in their pay to $360,000 per episode, or $8 million over a 22-episode season. On the 2nd of May 2004, the actors reached an agreement with Fox. The show has been dubbed into several other languages, including Japanese, German, Spanish, and Portuguese. It is also one of the few programs dubbed into both French and Quebec French. The Simpsons has been broadcast in Arabic, but due to Islamic customs, numerous aspects of the show have been changed. For example, Homer drinks soda instead of beer, and eats Egyptian beef sausages instead of hot dogs. Because of such changes, the Arabized version of the series met with a negative reaction from the lifelong Simpsons fans in the area. Section 2.4, Animation. Several different US and international studios animate The Simpsons. Throughout the run of the animated shorts on The Tracey Ullman Show, the animation was produced domestically at Klasky Csupo. With the debut of the series, because of an increased workload, Fox subcontracted production to several international studios located in South Korea. Artists at the US animation studio, Film Roman, draw storyboards, design new characters, backgrounds, props, and draw character and background layouts, which in turn become animatics to be screened for the writers at Gracie Films for any changes to be made before the work is shipped overseas. The overseas studios then draw the in-betweens, ink and paint, and render the animation to tape before it is shipped back to the US to be delivered to Fox 3 to 4 months later. For the first three seasons, Klasky Csupo animated The Simpsons in the US. In 1992, the show's production company, Gracie Films, switched domestic production to Film Roman, who continue to animate the show as of 2008. In season 14, production switched from traditional cel animation to digital ink and paint. The first episode experiment with digital colouring was Radioactive Man in 1995. Animators used digital ink and paint during production of the season 12 episode Tennis the Menace, but Gracie Films delayed the regular use of digital ink and paint until two seasons later. The already completed Tennis the Menace was broadcast as made. Section 3. Characters. Main article. List of characters from The Simpsons. The Simpsons are a typical family who live in a fictional middle American town of Springfield. Homer, the father, works as a safety inspector at the Springfield nuclear power plant, a position at odds with his careless, buffoonish personality. He is married to Marge Simpson, a stereotypical American housewife and mother. They have three children, Bart, a 10-year-old troublemaker, Lisa, a precocious 8-year-old activist, and Maggie, a baby who rarely speaks, but communicates by sucking on a pacifier. The family owns a dog, Santa's little helper, and a cat, Snowball Too. Both pets have had starring roles in several episodes. Despite the passing of yearly milestones such as holidays and birthdays, the Simpsons do not physically age and still appear just as they did at the end of the 1980s. The show includes an array of quirky characters, co-workers, teachers, family friends, extended relatives, townspeople, and local celebrities. The creators originally intended many of these characters as one-time jokesters or fulfilling needed functions in the town. However, a number of them have gained expanded roles and subsequently starred in their own episodes. According to Matt Groening, the show adopted the concept of a large supporting cast from the comedy show SCTV. Image. The Simpsons sports a vast array of secondary and tertiary characters. Section 4. Setting. Main article, Springfield, The Simpsons. The Simpsons takes place in the fictional American town of Springfield without any geographical coordinates or references to US states that might identify which part of the country it represents. Nevertheless, fans have tried to determine the town's location by taking the town's characteristics, surrounding geography, and nearby landmarks as clues. As a response, the show has become intentionally evasive in regard to Springfield's location. The name Springfield is a common one in America and appears in over half of the states. Springfield's geography and that of its surroundings, certain coastlines, deserts, vast farmland, tall mountains, or whatever the story or joke requires. Despite this, Groening has said that Springfield has much in common with Portland, Oregon, the city where he grew up. Section 5. Themes. Main article. List of The Simpsons episodes. See also Politics in The Simpsons, Religion in The Simpsons, and Education in The Simpsons. The Simpsons uses the standard setup of the situational comedy, or sitcom, as its premise. The series centers on a family and their life in a typical American town. However, because of its animated nature, The Simpsons' scope is larger than that of a regular sitcom. The town of Springfield acts as a complete universe in which characters can explore the issues faced by modern society. By having Homer work in a nuclear power plant, the show can comment on the state of the environment. Through Bart and Lisa's days at Springfield Elementary School, the show's writers illustrate pressing or controversial issues in the field of education. The town features a vast array of media channels, from kids' television programming to local news, which enables the producers to make jokes about themselves and the entertainment industry. Some commentators said the show is political in nature and susceptible to a left-wing bias. Al Jean admitted in an interview that we, the show, are of liberal bent. The writers often evince an appreciation for progressive ideals, but the show makes jokes across the political spectrum. The show portrays governments and large corporations as callous entities that take advantage of the common worker. Thus, the writers often portray authority figures in an unflattering or negative light. In The Simpsons, politicians are corrupt, ministers such as the Reverend Lovejoy are indifferent to churchgoers, and the local police force is incompetent. Religion also figures as a recurring theme. In times of crisis, the family often turns to God, and the show has dealt with most of the major religions. Section 6. Hallmarks. Section 6.1. Opening Sequence. Main article. The Simpsons Opening Sequence. See also. Chalkboard Gag and Couch Gag. The Simpsons opening sequence is one of the show's most memorable hallmarks. Most episodes open with the camera zooming through the show's title towards the town of Springfield. The camera then follows the members of the family on their way home. Upon entering the house, the Simpsons settle down on their couch to watch the television. The opening was created by David Silverman, the first task he did when the production began on the show. The series' distinctive theme song was composed by musician Danny Elfman in 1989, after Groening approached him requesting a retro-style piece. This piece, which took 2 days to create, has been noted by Elfman as one of the most popular of his career. One of the most distinctive aspects of the opening is that several segments are changed from episode to episode. Bart writes something different on the school chalkboard, Lisa may play a different solo on her saxophone, and a different visual gag accompanies the family as they enter their living room to sit on the couch. Image. Shot from an overblown, extended couch gag, often used when an episode is running short. Section 6.2. Halloween Episodes. Main article. Treehouse of Horror. Series. The special Halloween episode has become an annual tradition. Treehouse of Horror first broadcast in 1990 as part of Season 2 and established the pattern of 3 separate, self-contained stories in each Halloween episode. These pieces usually involve the family in some horror, science fiction, or supernatural setting, and often parody or pay homage to a famous piece of work in those genres. They always take place outside the normal continuity of the show. Although the Treehouse series is meant to be seen on Halloween, in recent years, new installments have premiered after Halloween due to Fox's current contract with Major League Baseball's World Series. Image. Bart introducing a segment of Treehouse of Horror 4 in the manner of Rod Serling's Night Gallery. Section 6.3. Humor. Main article. Recurring jokes in The Simpsons. The show uses catchphrases, and most of the primary and secondary characters have at least one each. Notable expressions include Homer's annoyed grunt, "Dove!" Mr. Burns's,
"Excellent!"
and Nelson Muntz. "Ha-ha!" Some of Bart's catchphrases, such as,
"Ay, caramba!
Eat my shorts!"
and,
"Don't have a cow, Dad!"
appeared on t-shirts in the show's early days. However, Bart rarely used the latter two catchphrases until after they became popular through the merchandising. The use of many of these catchphrases has declined in recent seasons. The episode Bart Gets Famous mocks catchphrase-based humor, as Bart achieves fame on the Krusty the Clown show for saying, "I didn't do it." The show's humor also turns on cultural references that cover a wide spectrum of society so that viewers from all generations can enjoy the show. Such references, for example, come from movies, television, music, literature, science, and history. Whenever possible, the animators also put jokes or sight gags into the show's background via humorous or incongruous bits of text in signs, newspapers, and elsewhere. The audience may often not notice the visual jokes in a single viewing. Some are so fleeting that they become apparent only by pausing a video recording of the show. Kristen Thompson argues that The Simpsons uses a flurry of cultural references, intentionally inconsistent characterization, and considerable self-reflexivity about television conventions and the status of the program as a television show. Section 7. Influences on Culture. Section 7.1. Influences on Language. A number of neologisms that originated on The Simpsons have entered the popular vernacular. Mark Liberman, director of the Linguistic Data Consortium, remarked, "The Simpsons has apparently taken over from Shakespeare and the Bible as our culture's greatest source of idioms, catchphrases, and sundry other textual allusions." The most famous catchphrase is Homer's annoyed grunt. So ubiquitous is the expression that it is now listed in the Oxford English Dictionary, but without the apostrophe. Dan Castellaneta says he borrowed the phrase from James Finlayson, an actor in the early Laurel and Hardy comedies, who pronounced it in a more elongated and whining tone. The director of The Simpsons told Castellaneta to shorten the phrase, and it went on to become the well-known exclamation in the TV series. Other Simpsons expressions that have entered popular use include excellent, drawn out to make it more sinister, Homer's triumphant, woo-hoo! And Nelson Muntz mocking. Groundskeeper Willie's description of the French as cheese-eating surrender monkeys was used by conservative National Review columnist Jonah Goldberg in 2003 after France's opposition to the proposed invasion of Iraq. The phrase quickly spread to other journalists. Cromulent, a word used in Lisa the Iconoclast, has since appeared in the Webster's New Millennium Dictionary of English. Quajibo, a fake Scrabble word invented by Bart in Bart the Genius, was used as one of the aliases of the creator of the Melissa worm. I, for one, welcome our new insect overlords was used by Kent Brockman in Deep Space Homer and has seeped into popular culture to describe a number of events. Variants of Brockman's utterance are used to express mock submission, usually for the purpose of humor. It has been used in media, such as the New Scientist magazine. The dismissive term meh has also been popularized by the show. Image. The Simpsons creator, Matt Groening. Section 7.2. Influence on Television. The Simpsons was the first successful animated program in primetime since Wait Till Your Father Gets Home in the 1970s. During most of the 1980s, pundits considered animated shows as appropriate only for children, and animating a show was too expensive to achieve a quality suitable for the primetime television. The Simpsons changed this perception. The use of Korean animation studios doing in-betweening, colouring, and filming made the episodes cheaper. The success of The Simpsons and the lower production cost prompted the television networks to take chances on other animated series. This development led to a 1990s boom in new, animated primetime shows such as South Park, Family Guy, King of the Hill, Futurama, and The Critic. South Park later paid homage to The Simpsons with the episode Simpsons Already Did It. The Simpsons has also influenced live-action shows like Malcolm in the Middle, which debuted on the 9th of January 2000 in the time slot after The Simpsons. Malcolm in the Middle featured the use of sight gags and did not use a laugh track like most sitcoms. Ricky Gervais has called The Simpsons a major influence on his British comedy, The Office, which also dispenses with a laugh track. Section 8. Critical Reactions and Achievements. Section 8.1. Awards. Main article. List of awards won by The Simpsons. The Simpsons has won dozens of awards since it debuted as a series, including 23 Emmy Awards, 24 Annie Awards, and a Peabody Award. In a 1998 issue celebrating the 20th century's greatest achievements in art and entertainment, Time magazine named The Simpsons the century's best television series. In that same issue, Time included Bart Simpson in the Time 100, the publication's list of the century's 100 most influential people. Bart was the only fictional character on the list. On the 14th of January 2000, The Simpsons won a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Also in 2000, Entertainment Weekly magazine TV critic Ken Tucker named The Simpsons the greatest television show of the 1990s. Furthermore, viewers of the UK television channel Channel 4 have voted The Simpsons at the top of two polls, 2001's 100 Greatest Kids TV Shows and 2005's 100 Greatest Cartoons, with Homer Simpson voted into first place in 2001's 100 Greatest TV Characters. Homer would also place ninth on Entertainment Weekly's list of the 50 Greatest TV Icons. In 2002, The Simpsons ranked number 8 on the TV Guide's 50 Greatest TV Shows of All Time, and in 2007, it was included in Time's list of the 100 Best TV Shows of All Time. Image: The Simpsons have been awarded a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Section 8.2, Run Length Achievements. On the 9th of February 1997, The Simpsons surpassed The Flintstones with the episode The Itchy and Scratchy and Poochie Show as the longest-running primetime animated series in the United States. In 2004, The Simpsons replaced The Adventures of Ozzie and Harriet, 1952-1966, as the longest-running sitcom, animated or live-action, in the United States. In October 2004, Scooby-Doo briefly overtook The Simpsons as the American animated show with the highest number of episodes. However, network executives in April 2005 again cancelled Scooby-Doo, which finished with 371 episodes, and The Simpsons reclaimed the title with 378 episodes at the end of their 17th season. In May 2007, The Simpsons reached their 400th episode at the end of the 18th season. While The Simpsons has the record for the number of episodes by an American animated show, other animated series have surpassed The Simpsons. For example, the Japanese anime series, Sazae-san, has close to 2,000 episodes to its credit. The year 2007 marks the 20th anniversary of The Simpsons franchise. With its 19th year, 2007-2008, the series will be only one season behind Gunsmoke's US primetime, scripted television record of 20 produced seasons. However, Gunsmoke's episode count of 635 episodes far surpasses The Simpsons, which would not reach that mark until its 29th season under normal programming schedules. Section 8.3, Criticism of Declining Quality. For many years, critics' reviews of the new Simpsons episode praised the show for its wit, realism, and intelligence. However, in the mid-90s, the tone and emphasis of the show began to change. Some critics started calling the show tired. By 2000, some long-term fans had become disillusioned with the show and pointed to its shift from character-driven plots to what they perceived as overemphasis on zany antics. In 2003, to celebrate the show's 300th episode, Barting Over, USA Today published a pair of Simpsons-related articles, a top 10 episodes list chosen by the webmaster of the Simpsons Archive fan site, and a top 15 list by the Simpsons' own writers. The most recent episode listed on the fan list was 1997's Homer's Phobia. The Simpsons writer's most recent choice was 2000's Behind the Laughter. In 2004, Harry Shearer criticised what he perceived as the show's declining quality. "I rate the last three seasons as among the worst, so season four looks very good to me now." Despite this criticism, The Simpsons has managed to maintain a large viewership and attract new fans. However, while the first season enjoyed an average of 13.4 viewers per episode in the US, the 17th season ended with an average of 9.2 million viewers. In an April 2006 interview, Matt Groening said, "I honestly don't see end in sight. I think it's possible that the show will become too financially cumbersome, but right now, the show is creatively, I think, as good or better than it's ever been." The animation is incredibly detailed and imaginative, and the stories do things that we haven't done before, so creatively, there's no reason to quit. Section 9. Merchandise. Main article. List of The Simpsons publications. See also The Simpsons discography. The popularity of The Simpsons has made it a billion-dollar merchandising industry. The title family and supporting characters appear on everything from t-shirts to posters. On the 24th of April 2007, it was officially announced that a Simpsons ride will be implemented at the Universal Studios Orlando and Universal Studios Hollywood. It is scheduled for spring 2008 opening. The Simpsons has inspired special editions of well-known board games, including Clue, Scrabble, Monopoly, Operation, and The Game of Life, as well as the trivia games What Would Homer Do? And Simpsons Jeopardy. Several card games such as Trump Cards and the Simpsons Trading Card Game have also been released. Image. Monopoly. The Simpsons Edition. Numerous Simpsons-related publications have been released over the years. So far, 9 comic book series have been published by Bongo Comics since 1993. The Simpsons and Bart Simpson comics are also reprinted in the United Kingdom under the same titles, with various stories from the other Bongo series reprinted in the main Simpsons comic. The comics have also been collected in a book form. Many other Simpsons books, such as episode guides, have also been published. Collections of original music featured in the TV series have been released on the albums Songs in the Key of Springfield and Go Simpsonic with the Simpsons. Several songs have been recorded with the purpose of a single or album release and have not been featured on the show. The best-known single is Do the Bart Man, which was co-written by Michael Jackson and became an international success, topping the UK singles chart for 3 weeks and being certified gold by the BPI. In the United Kingdom, Deep, Deep Trouble was released as a follow-up to Do the Bart Man. The albums The Simpsons Sing the Blues and The Yellow Album contained cover versions of songs, as well as some originals. As promotion for The Simpsons movie, 12 7-Eleven stores were transformed into Quickie Marts, and the Simpsons-related products were sold. These included Buzz Cola and the Krusty-O cereal, pink donuts with sprinkles, and squishies. Image. A sampling of Simpsons comic books. Image. A Seattle 7-Eleven store transformed into a Quickie Mart as part of a promotion for the Simpsons movie. Section 9.1. DVDs. Main articles, The Simpsons DVDs and The Simpsons DVD box sets. Many episodes of the show have been released on DVD and VHS over the years. When the first season DVD was released in 2001, it quickly became the best-selling television DVD in history, although it was later overtaken by the first season of Chappelle's Show. In particular, seasons 1 through 10 have been released on DVD in the US, Region 1, Europe, Region 2, and Australia, New Zealand, and Latin America, Region 4, with more seasons expected to be released in the future. Section 9.2. Video games. Main article, The Simpsons video games. The video game industry was quick to adapt the characters and world of Springfield into games. Some of the early games include Konami's arcade game, The Simpsons, 1991, and Acclaim Entertainment's The Simpsons, Bart vs. the Space Mutants, 1991. More modern games include The Simpsons Road Rage, 2001, The Simpsons Hit and Run, 2003, and The Simpsons Game, 2007. 2 Simpsons pinball machines have been produced, one that was available briefly after the first season, and another that is still available for purchase. Section 10. Film. Main article, The Simpsons Movie. 20th Century Fox, Gracie Films, and Film Roman produced an animated The Simpsons film that was released on the 27th of July 2007. The film was directed by longtime Simpsons producer David Silverman and written by a team of Simpsons writers comprising Matt Groening, James L. Brooks, Al Jean, George Mayer, Mike Rice, John Swartzwelder, John Vitting, David Merkin, Mike Scully, Matt Selman, and Ian Maxtone Graham. Production of the film occurred alongside continued writing of the series, despite long-term claims by those involved in the show that a film would enter production only after the series had concluded. There had been talk of a possible feature-length Simpsons film ever since the early seasons of the series. James L. Brooks originally thought that the story of the episode Camp Krusty was suitable for a film, but encountered difficulties in trying to expand the script to feature length. For a long time, difficulties such as lack of a suitable story and an already fully engaged crew of writers delayed the project. After winning a Fox and USA Today competition, Springfield, Vermont, hosted the film's world premiere. The Simpsons movie grossed a combined total of $74 million in its opening weekend in the US, taking it to the top of the box office, and set the record for the highest grossing opening weekend for a film based on a television series, surpassing Mission Impossible 2. It opened at the top of the international box office, taking $96 million from 71 overseas territories, including $27.8 million in the United Kingdom, making it Fox's second-highest opening ever in that country. In Australia, it grossed $13.2 million Australian dollars, the biggest opening for an animated film and third-largest opening weekend in that country. As of the 17th of December 2007, the film has a worldwide gross of $525,495,894. Notes, references, further reading, and external links are available online. Please be sure to check all information found on Wikipedia using the references provided.